Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of 24 books, 34 short stories, and countless articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this quest to raise your output to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 311. Today, Kane sends in a comment about my recent episode on drama and melodrama. He says, Magnum P.I. and the A-Team? I feel as though the way those two shows handled executing the story architecture of a melodrama is somewhat different. I mean, you can literally see Stephen J. Cannell laying down the tracks each episode will ride on just a couple miles ahead of the shooting schedule, like the first train to make its way through a valley. What do they do more of in Magnum and less of in the A-Team? I would say, Kane, that a couple of the essential differences between the two shows are, first of all, that the A-Team had a set formula from which it did not deviate. Every episode pretty much was the same. You had not just similar story beats and structure, you had the same story beats and structure, populated by different scenery. It was like repainting a room, but leaving the furniture in all the same place, to use the metaphor I did in that episode. And this is, I think, largely because they are adventure shows, and adventures have a particular formula, and it works, and you stick to it, and that's part of the fun. A couple of things that were different with Magnum is, Magnum, first of all, was a mystery, and mysteries lend themselves to a little greater variety of plot types and structures. A second, probably more important thing going on with Magnum that wasn't going on with the A-Team is that Magnum was a lot heavier in its subject matter. It was still light, it was still fun, but it went to some very dark places. It didn't change the characters. It occasionally even became a true drama, but most of the time it stayed in melodrama territory. But it went to very dark places. Magnum committed murder several times. There was an ongoing story about his torture in Vietnam. Magnum had a thematic weight to it that the A-Team didn't, and they were serving, I think, almost the same audience. The A-Team was about the joys of masculinity and adventure and fighting for the right thing and upholding the social fabric by roguishly doing your duties as a citizen while not bowing to the arbitrary powers that be. Magnum, on the other hand, had a lot more examination of the darker edges of all of that, the burdens that came with taking on that kind of a role, the sorts of things that drive people into those kinds of professions. The two shows have in common that the central cast of each were veterans, and they each have a veteran's ethos about them. It's no coincidence, again, that Belisario was involved in the development of both, because he too was a veteran. But the A-Team is very much about bringing the good stuff of the Army forward, and how being a veteran has the obligations to the civilian even as you're back into normal life. And of course, they never quite got back into normal life. And any thematic weight they played with was more or less about the tension between the necessity of being criminals, because they were on the run for a crime they didn't commit, and their goal to uphold law and order in a just society, especially when the system let people down. That's an interesting tension to play with, and they played with it really lightly, and that was a source of a lot of the dramatic weight of the series such as it had it. Magnum's thematic weight, where veterans was concerned, was much more about the fact that you don't ever quite leave the battlefield behind. And if you've ever known vets who were on the battlefield in extended situations, you know that part of them always stays in the desert or in the jungle. And Magnum was constantly playing with stories that dealt with the effects of being a battlefield veteran on the psychology of its main characters. Which goes to prove that you can tackle some fairly weighty subjects in some fairly thoughtful ways in a melodrama. You don't have to have a drama to do it. Drama lets you go other interesting places and explore different aspects, but I think that the essential difference between the two series is the emphasis. Magnum's emphasis was always on character, and the A-Team's emphasis was always on plot. Thematically, Magnum's emphasis was in the grays, and the A-Team's emphasis was in black and white, both were a lot of fun. But you're right, they did take very divergent approaches to melodrama, with the A-Team riding very much the Dudley Do-Right line right down the center of melodrama, with Magnum more straying all across the spectrum that melodrama has to offer, and edging over into drama just with its toes occasionally. Good question. I hope it helps. And I'll see you tomorrow. The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at everydaynovelist.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. The Everyday Novelist is copyright 2017 J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions, Inc., and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License.